morning. I would thank Rav Asher giving you the privilege to speak. It's a wonderful thing to immerse a little bit deeper into the mitzvah that you're involved, which is Sfira Sa'oimer. I would like to let's first quote the way the mitzvah is presented in the Torah. Sfartem lochem, you should count for yourself. I will give you a few diyukim, a few points, and then we try to explain the message, which will explain what those points are. Sfartem lochem, you should count for yourself. What does it mean you count for yourself? You should count days. Sfartem lochem. Lochem has a different connotations in other place. Lekachtem lochem pri etzhodar. Hashem tells you should take the esrog, the arbo milim. Chazal darshin the lochem means lochem yehei. It has to be owned by you. It has to be your own. So perhaps, meaning also, Sfartem lochem, you shouldn't only count today, you should also count yourself. Become accountable. Mimachas of Shabbos, you should count them from the tomorrow of Shabbos. Now there is again, why we are counting the tomorrow of Pesach, the first day of Pesach, why is it called Shabbos? And then you should count Sheva Shabbosos Tmimostiano, full 7 weeks Shabbosos, and Mimachas of Shabbos Ashvi until the after the tomorrows of the seventh Shabbos. Again, which is the seventh Shabbos? Shavuos. Not necessarily falling on Shabbos. Why call it again Shabbos? Adam Mokhus of Shabbos of Shvi, Tisperu, you should count Chamishim Yom, count 50 days. We are not counting 50 days, we are only counting 49 days. Then you craft a Milcho Chadosho, you will sacrifice a new Milcho. Rav Hashem. So you have several deities. What is Milochem? What is Mokhlas of Shabbos of Pesach when it doesn't have to be Shabbos? Why exactly 7 weeks? Why Mokhlas of Shabbos Ashvi, which is Shvui, Kabbalah Sotol, which again doesn't have to be on Shabbos? Then Shvat V'Chamish, we count 50. We're not counting 50, only counting 49. Then you have to Mincha Chadosh, a new offering. What is the new offering? Well, the first offering was Shvat V'Mokhlas of Yom HaViyachem, it's Oymer HaKnufa. The first offering reward, the day after Pesach, the second day of Pesach, the Oymer. That was the first offering. But now, after you had counted 50 days, Shvat V'Chamish Yom, then you're going to count a new offering. It was not offered the first time. It's not a part of Milchas HaOymer. That's what you try to explain. First thing, why is it Mokhlas of Shabbos? Pesach, Machlis Shabbos Ashvi, Kabbalah Sotol is called Shabbos. We all know the simple fact that Shabbos is a Sri'isa de la'el. Shabbos comes from above, doesn't come from below. Yom Tov is Mekadev Sri'isa de la'satu, comes from below. Kaddish is Yisroel Vazmani. Means to say, Shabbos, the Kiddush of Shabbos comes from above. A something which comes from above, we're all equal. The big man, the small one, the simplest person, Moshe Rabbein, we all have the same Kiddusha. Kitchi v'richo reiso Yisroel chad. The whole combination of our relationship with the Kiddush Baruch, the whole Bria, the whole creation is founded on three things, three principles. Kitchi v'richo, Kiddush Baruch Hu, Torah and Yisroel. It's all one. Not separated. It's all one. The revelation of Kiddush v'richo, which was revealed from above, which everyone acknowledged it without any limitation. Full revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in Leil Pesach. That was the first Shabbos. Shabbos, Leil Pesach, he said, Nagoda, Shemigle, Leil Melech, Malcha, Meluchem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Hashem, Lo Malach, Lo Yishliach, Lo Yisorif, Ani Hashem, Lechvoidi Ba'af. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself, a revelation with no limitation. I mean to say, usually you seek a malach, a shliach, a seraph, you seek messages. Instead, a teacher for a kindergarten is teaching you different than a teacher in the fifth class, or different than the tenth class, or in the Shiva Gdoyla. When Hashem himself revealed himself, with no limitations whatsoever, means that Hashem was revealed totally. As when Adam HaRishon which is the most perfect product of the creation, the man, the first perfect man, at least until he sinned, as we, Me'at Hashem, all going to become in the eventual Olam Habo, in the world to come after Tis HaMesim, then Hashem came to him and he spoke to him, I'm Hashem, I created you, and he gave him the world, he gave him the Torah. It was a total revelation to us, to Adam HaRishon. There was no messages in between. Adam HaRishon had acknowledged him and saw and related and heard Hashem speaking to him with no limitations whatsoever. At the birth of Klal Yisrael, when we came out of Mitzrayim, Hashem revealed himself. Therefore, it's called Shabbos. It comes from above. And sometimes it comes from what? There's no limitations whatsoever. Now, we have to acknowledge everything sitting here today in Toshin Ayin Vov, thousands of years later, that our originations, we have been originated Pesach night. Hashem revealed himself to me with no limitations, just revealed some to other Marishan. In the simplest Jew, and Moshe Rabbeinu had the same revelation. What do you do with that? Are you accountable for that? Do you acknowledge that you know Hashem with no limitations whatsoever, that Hashem came to you? Why did Hashem had to come down in such a way that it should be revealed to everyone, that everyone has access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That was the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second revelation of Torah was Mocher Shabbos HaShvi. When we were standing and receiving Torah, actually we expected to hear Torah. How do we expect Hashem to speak to us? We came out of Mitzrayim and we counted 7 weeks, Sheva Shavuot Mitzrayim, was all preparing to receive Torah. And everyone according was Arba Bonim, who came out of Mitzrayim, the Chocham, the Rosh, the Tam, Shei, the Alisha. But Hashem spoke to everyone. He had Arba Bonim, Divrei Torah. Torah spoke to all Arba Bonim, equally. Rosh had received the Torah with the same revelation as the Chocham. We prepared ourselves as a nation, as a group, Yanu Kolam Yachdov, the whole nation answered Kol Asher Dibar Hashem Nas, we will do. In the we, in the plural position, means everyone has a position in Am Yisrael, a Kohen, a Levi, a Stroy, a Soskin, a Zulun, a Moshe, it's a simple person. And we all together, we're going to receive the Torah, we're going to get the message, and we're all going to fulfill the Torah. The position who I am in my life and life, a coin is a coin. We're standing there all prepared, the nation to receive the Torah as a group and to fulfill the Torah. So, if you would have asked me, how do I expect to hear Hashem speaking to himself in Torah? I would expect to hear, I am Hashem, your God. I should say, Hashem, which I took you out and I'm giving you to the group the Torah. However, there was a surprise. The meeting came to receive the Torah. Hashem addressed the Torah totally to me and to me alone. And me, Hashem, Elokecho, Asher Tzitzicho, Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Just like in Leil Pesach, there was a revelation of Kodesh Baruch Hu straight to me. Everyone say a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Same thing with Matan Torah. All of a sudden, Hashem speaks only to me, gives me the whole Torah, and I'm responsible for everything. There's no difference between the Rosh, the Chocham, the Tam. Everyone heard a personal, private, individual receiving the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, taking responsibilities. I didn't see it in any place. This is the source of a Torah, we could say, relate things. And the Mishnah Sanhedrin says, Sikach Nivra Odim Echidi Vashem On created one man. Shechai Vodam Loimah, that every man is required to say, Shvili Nivra Oilam, the world has been created for me, I'm the purpose of creation. Where do the Chazal take that chayov? Commit yourself to it. Why? What's happened? We came out as a group, we came out as Mitzrayim. We came out different individuals. In the group, together, as a nation, received the responsibility, everyone in his position. Every person is required to say, bring yourself, commit yourself to believe and to say, Bishvili, I'm the purpose of creation. Everything was me, everything starts from me. To the point, if you validate that message, you take responsibility, you give a full world for Hashem. If you destroy, if you don't believe in that concept that I'm the whole purpose, where do Chazal take it? I think very simple, because that's what Hashem spoke to me alone. You can't pass the buck, you can't give it to somebody else. Anoich Hashem Elokecho, Asher Tzircha Eretz Mitzrayim. Tzircha Mitzrayim, you saw me individually, I spoke to you there. Torah gave you individual, gave you the whole Torah. We took you and me, and this is a whole world. This is Mokhtar Shabbos Hashvi. So when we say Sfartem Lochem, the mitzvah is not only counting days. Somebody's going to explain, you have to count days. But the main issue, you should be accountable. You have to be accountable. Sfartem Lochem, you have to count yourself. What should I count myself? Who am I? I'm the one where Hashem revealed himself to me like other magician. There was no somebody else around me. For me, no limitation whatsoever. That's of Mokhtar Shabbos. It was a revelation for Shabbos from above to me alone. And after 49 days that we accounted, we received the Torah again. Hashem gave the Torah to me. Anoich Hashem Elokecho, I'm your God. And if you count yourself, Sheva Shavuot says, Tmi Moistiyenu, 49 full completed counting, accountabilities. Svartem Luchem, you're going to count 50. He said, you don't count 50. And then you're going to recover Mircha Chodosh Hashem. There's a whole machloikas in Mekubolim. I'm not a Mekubol, I don't understand too much about it, but it being said very clearly that there is Chamishim Sharabino, there's 50 gates of wisdom. In other words, they ought to accomplish the whole thing from all facets, from all sides. There's 50 Sha'orim, 50 gates of the entrance of to grow in it. Moshe Rabbeinu only got 49. Techasei ma'at me'elokim. You only acknowledge 49. The 50th he didn't. Techasei ma'at me'elokim. He got the whole picture plus one which he didn't get. That's what we know. Rebbe Akiva has been told that he had seen the 50th gate. In one letter, under this kuda, the God, Mokom Shabbat, Tshuva, Omde, En, Tzadik, and Gomorrah, Mechayim, Lamoid, Moshe was a tzaddik gomor. He was born a tzaddik. He was groomed to be a tzaddik. He was born perfect and completed. A completed product in the creation is 49. That's a complete. Why 49? Because the creation is 7 days, and every day is 7 to 7. 7 times 7 is 49. The Shema Shavuos is clear as the end. A perfect product of a being, of a creature, is 49. But we have a point to go above that, one step over that, above the way we have been created. That's the 50th. And that's about Tshuva. A tzaddik was born a tzaddik and stays a tzaddik and remains a tzaddik. He is what he was created. What did you accomplish? About Shuvah Rebbe Akiva, which was a Ben Gerim, a center for comfort, and he was a Amoritz. He was down in the depths, at the same as Avraham Avinu, a Ben Terach Ovid Avoy Dezer. And from there, he counted 49. She became as leveled as Moshe Rabbeinu, who never ruled, was always in the system as he was. What he accomplished more, that he took the whole bottom of the world with him, and that's the 50th. And the 50th really is not a number. There's a machloikas, ibachlal, is there a 50th gate of tumah? But no, zeilu umma ze osa elokim. Everything which Hashem created has a tzad kedusha, the holy part, the pure part, and the opposite part is the tumah. It's explained in the simplest way. If you have a light, a light produces a shadow. The shadow, the depth of the shadow is according to the light of the light. A very dim light makes a shadow, the shadow is also dim. A big projector obstructs as a real dark shadow. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu revealed his presence, his Kedusha and Torah in 49 levels, the opposite of the 49 levels of Kedusha is the 49 levels of darkness, or the Choshech. The Choshech is according to or, those are the 49. What is the 50th Shara Kedusha, the 50th level of Kedusha? Is Ein Oid Milvadai. There's no opposite. The 49 gates of Tumah is a reality. There's Kishuv, there's Machshishim Papan, there's Shalmava, there's Kol Kishuv, there's Avodazor, all kind of Avodazor, all kind of energy. Negative energies, which is being nourished from positive energy, it's a reality. There's a halot in Tuma, 49 real levels of Tuma which are being in existence as being the opposite, energized from the 49 Kedusha. The 50th Kedusha is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Ein oid melvado. There's no energy, there's no negative energy, there's no shadow outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's everywhere. Meloi kolol is kvoidai. So there's no really 50th gate of Tuma. Everything else below that has an opposite, but this has not an opposite. So that's what the Vilna Gaon says, the Leshem says, there's no Sharach HaMishim in Tumah. There's no such a thing, because the Sharach HaMishim in Kedusha is Eloid Melvado, Zakush Bokum, Eloid Melvado, so there's nothing else. There's no such a thing. Adam Isaac, we do it as HaMishim Sharach Tumah, the famous Orach Haim HaKadosh. Now we all know that in Mitzrayim, we went down to the 49th level of Tuma. And if we would have dropped one level lower, we couldn't be taken out. We would be lost. Then it's beyond cure. Obviously, the 80% that never made it, they fell into the 50th. They fell into the 50th. So there is a reality in the 50th. They fell in the 50th. Says the Rechaim, because a beautiful thing, which is a big message for us. It's true that in Mitzrayim, if we would have fallen into the 50th, it could never come out. Hashem himself had to take us out in the last second, because we didn't have yet Torah. We didn't have Torah. But now that we have Torah, now even if you haven't fallen into the 50th, you could come out with Torah. You could come out with Torah. Take Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Moshe Rabbeinu himself was groomed to become Moshe Rabbeinu. Like all the way, because he was doomed to take us out. And he was perfect as perfect could be. He could only take us out because at that time Torah was not given to us yet. But after we had received Torah, especially the more the Torah goes with us in the Golos for thousands of years, if we may say, our Torah today is much, at least in the revelation part, the revealed part of Torah, much richer than it was hundreds and thousands, 2,000 years ago. We have the Torah Shebalteh, Bavli, Yerushalmi, and Sifri Kabbalah, and everything, every generation generates more and more and more revelation of Torah. So more Torah you have, with Torah you could get out even from the 50th Shara Tumah, even the 50th level. They all speak about the 50th. In Mitzrayim, you couldn't come out. Now with Torah, you could come out, and it's being told, before Mashiach will come, we will have to drop into the 50th Shara Tumah, as we are today. If anyone doesn't admit it, then he's deep in trouble, because that's the really 50th Shara Tumah, that he really thinks he's okay, and he's not okay. We're going to drop in the lowest of the lowest, and from there we have to come out. And we're coming out with no Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe could only take him out for 49. From the 50th, you have to come out yourself. How? You have Torah. So actually, how do we reconcile with those who have said there's no 50th? Because the Vilna Gaon says there's no 50th gate of Tuma. They say we have it's a whole issue. We thought you could come out, or a Chaim HaKadosh. The answer is, there isn't, and there is. It's a dimion. What is a dimion in English? No? It's a dimion.
Illusion.
What? Illusion. Really doesn't exist. But you fall into illusionary worlds, and you even think it's the real world. It's illusion. It's worse. You know, when people leave the world, there's a Gan Eden, and there's a Gehenna. Gan Eden is a reality. Gehenna is a reality. Either go to Gan Eden or to Gehenna. There's a third illusionary world, it's called Kafakela. And you're living in your own illusions where you were here, and that it means you never entered really the other world yet. Nothing greater, nothing Gehenna. You're lucky for getting to the Gehenna. Because still floating in your illusions. That's what they explain, that's the Kafakela. It's a tremendous pain. It's like you going to a destiny, want to get to a certain place, and think you got there, and you're still in your own illusions where you are. That's the Koach HaDimyon. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu had not created illusions. Kodesh Baruch Hu had not created Dimyon. Kodesh Baruch Hu created Emes in Sheker, Toi Vera. One of the is the Emes, that's Kedusha, Sheker is Tumah. That's in the 49. 7 days I'm created, there's room to grow and to go from one camp to the other camp. Zelu umaze. The 50th gate, who created the illusionary world that people could really live in illusion and they're not in touch with reality? As we are today, I don't think there was never ever a generation that people are running and investing and being so in it, in a total illusion which expires like a soap bubble, as today. The whole fantasy world, the whole technology, the whole thing, running, blowing, multiplying to the system, and end up nothing. Who created the world of Elut? The head of Adam Rishon. Adam was created, he had two realities. He saw the 49 levels of Kedusha, that's his being, his existence, and Hashem tells him, you have an opposite Yetzer Hara, don't go at the opposite. And don't eat from the Eitz Hadas Tov V'ra. What is Eitz Hadas? The tree of wisdom. Wisdom is the whole beauty of a person, wisdom. The connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu is wisdom. The Dveikus of Kodesh Baruch Hu is wisdom. V'yeda Odom Shava Ishtoi. Relationship, intimacy is Yeda. V'yeda Odom Shava Ishtoi. Das Anakir V'yiko. Das is a connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's an intimate connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu. We all want to benefit, Mitzvah Hashem, in the world of eternity. V'sanigel Hashem v'lehelas Mitzvah Shchinshim says Das. Das. Well, there is something which is called Eitz Hadas, the tree which produces wisdom, Tov V'ra. Hashem created Tov and Ra. And I have choice. Either I take the Tov or I go to the Ra. When I'm in the Ra, I know I'm in the Ra, but that's what's my Bechira. When Adam and Eve ate from the Eitz Hadas, there was created a new bubble in the creation which Hashem never produced. It's called the world of Dimyon. It's called in the Kabbalistic level, Klipas Noiga, Irvuf Tov V'ra. You think you're good, you happen to be bad. You think you're bad, you happen to be good. I think today, a secular Jew thinks he's bad, he thinks he's good. I'm okay. Unfortunately, he's bad. And we, long term religious Jews, okay, we are really good, but we think we are bad. We're always doing tshuva. We really don't know who we are. Emos is the opposite in the illusionary world. That's the chet of Eitz Hadas Tov V'ra. We got mixed up with good and bad, the world of illusions. And that's the Shara Chamishim of Tumah. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Einoit Melvaz, there's only one, Hashem Elkechem Emes. Einoit, but there's no other truth under the Torah, that's the truth. Everything else is illusions. Everything else is illusion. Don't live in a bubble. You have to fix the chet of Adam Rishon. He produced this product which is called the world of illusions. World of illusions. So we are saying, Baruch Elokeinu, we thank Hashem, thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shubaronu, you created me lechvoid of your glory. We have been created for what? To reveal the Kvod Shemai. What does this mean? Hashem needs me, I should be Kvod Shemai, Hashem needs covered. Chazal says, the Novi says, Kol Masha Kodesh Baruch Hu Boro Boilomo lechvoid of Boro. Everything which Hashem created in earth was created for His glory, for His covet. His covet. Well, where do you see Kvod Shemayim in the Holocaust? Where do you see Kvod Shemayim in tragedies? Where do you see Kvod Shemayim when a child gets off the derech and does what he does, becomes a drug addict? So much tragedy, so much confusion. But if you say the first animami, and you really believe it, animami memuno shalem, shaboy is bor shemoy, huboy yu manik, l'chol abruim, who levadoi also for oiso Yaakov? Take the worst catastrophic things which happened, and Hashem said, "It's my covet. It's hidden. You have been created to reveal that covet, to reveal that covet." And that's again, not seeing Kvod Shemayim in this bluffy world, in this shackle world. That's the illusionary world. Did you see the opposite of the truth? You see the opposite of the truth. And I have been created. Shemaron lechvoid. I have been created that I should reveal the Kvod Shemayim, where Hashem is the most hidden, when we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If the Lomim in HaToyim is separated us from the rest of which we all live in a world of illusions. Because when you cry on the act of HaKadosh Baruch Hu deeply, where are you, Hashem? You're living in an illusion. There's no Hashem in this place. In the reality, there's the biggest Kvod Shemayim. And there you have to accept Him. Accept yourself, sfartem lechem, accept yourself, accept your situation. Everything, take your life, what you're complaining of, what you can't get out of it. And you say, thank you, Hashem. Here I'm accepting you, who you are. Get out of your illusionary world. But how does the Kefet, how does he chose that? He did not mean a toyim, but no saloni toyras emes. They gave me the toyra, the toyra is emes. Emes blows away all the illusions. Hashem Elokechem emes, Hashem in essence is the emes. And Hashem speaks to me, communicates to me to his toyra, the toyra is emes. You don't understand, where is here Hashem? Again, Chaya Oilam, not Abisachim. If you take this world, and this is the world, then you are definitely, you're confused, and you're living in the deepest delusions, and this is Shara Chamishim of Tumah, which doesn't really exist. The world here really does not exist. The real Oilam Hazeh is only where you plant the seeds, which brings you the real world, which is called Oilam Abod, the world to come. The world to come, there you start living. A bird starts in Oilam Abod, in Kirsa Mason. Before Kirsa Mason, we don't exist yet. You're not more than the fittest in the mother's womb in the ninth month. You're teaching complete, you're teaching around, you know everything in your little place where you are. Yalche Kedem. You think, well, that's wonderful. There couldn't be a better place than there. You have everything on the world being nourished, no worries, no sin, living illusionary. Can you communicate with him? Let's say yes. How do you feel? Great. Couldn't be better as I am. Little fool who you are. You were not born yet. Wait, and you come out of it. Then you're going to develop every deals, every faculties which you have now. So how do you get out of the bubble of the 50th gate of Tumah, which is an illusion? When also in Torah Semes, in the Torah teaches from Chayo Oilam, an eternal life, which is the real life, not a Bekulwoku planted to me, and everything which is happening is a seed, which you're going to see the growth of it. Now, not only planted in us, the most beautiful evidence of this whole concept that's so beautiful is the fact that it's not that I've just dropped a seed, okay, now struggle, do whatever you want. But just like the farmer who plants the field and does everything, he has instructions how to irrigate them, how to water them, how to deal with it, how to bring out the crops, how to bring out the produce. So of every act which Hashem dropped in us, a seed, should it be a visible seed of happiness, should it be a visible seed of sadness, there's a Shulchan Aruch and instructs us how to deal with it, how to cultivate that seed. It's Baruch and Shulchan Aruch. In every one of us, as an individual world, an individual garden, which he has to plant. So when a person understands that, he knows that now you're living in an illusionary world. And the true world is what the Torah says about this act when I am now sad, when I am now crying, when I am going through hardships, when you don't see Kvod Shemayim. Many people who may see Kvod Shemayim in a very superficial way say, well, that's the God, that's the purpose of living, and they settle there. This is also an illusion. It goes deeper and deeper and deeper itself. So we could only see things only through the glasses of Torah, the microscope of Torah. And you see, Torah deals with every event in the most detailed way to instruct us, to bring us to the Chai or whatever is okay. So actually, instead of complaining, the Torah is so possessive, do's and don't do's, and so how to follow up with everything, is the opposite. Baruch Hashem, if I wouldn't have a Torah escorting me in life, where we are, when we are all the time, we would be totally lost. Now, as long we are not at that level, that we... Our goal is to come to the 50th level. The 50th Tzadka Chamish means to say, to get rid of the illusions. It's not to come to because it doesn't exist. I lived in a bluffy world, an illusionary world. So, until we get there, there's a process. Yishufartim lachem sheva shabosas tmimas. We're not going into details. We know that today we counted Netzach Shebetiferes. We counted 49 days. There's 49 levels of middos. Every week, every seventh, chesed, vur, tefes, netesod, whatever the sphere is. So as long as you still counting in the 49, you have a mincha, you have an offering which is called oimer. What is a mincha oimer? It's made from barley, soirim. Barley is a machl behemel. chitim, wheat, is a machal odam. Chazal tell us, en odam, en koyre abo, atche toin tam chitim. You don't get wisdom. The eight sadas, when you want chit, it was wheat. Wheat has in himself the chokhmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By me feeding ourselves, a person could feed himself in this world as animals being fed, called animal food. That everything is for here and for here, and nothing is not transcending into eternity. A person who does an act, he believes good and fine, and feels good, does mitzvahs and everything, but he doesn't see that he takes along with himself to higher oilam, is called animal food. Animal food you hear for here. Now, sorry for my expression. If you take a nice cow, you feed the cow, you fowl the chicken, and you feed them, it becomes fat and everything, and then you make all a shchit, you shech, you make a brocha with that, you make isur dam, and you go through with the whole process of the mitzvah that has to be done, and then you put them on in the Shabbos table, or you take a korban pesach and eat them after. It was a wonderful thing. You took the animal, you fed them out, but it stopped at your Shabbos table, but you ate them down. We are not yet ready, until you don't go and account for the full Mokra Shabbos Hashvi'i through Torah, which is to get rid of the illusionary world. You're not ready to count the 50th, that you take everything with yourself. Now, how do you take it with yourself? If Adam HaRishon wouldn't have sinned, let's say, if he wouldn't have sinned, what he done? Means to say, we wouldn't have been here. Rabbi Shea will be out of business. We have nothing what to, I will have nothing what to say. It will have nothing to do. We'll be all great, all perfect. What have we accomplished the 50th? The 50th doesn't exist. We accomplished, that's it. We come back. We take the animalistic world to take him, live it, and then we go over there. We go over there. The child, which is 9 months in this mother womb, developed very nice and no defect, no problem. Yes, she was born, thank you. It was very nice what I have in the past. But I'm starting a new life. It's a new life. You don't take with you the past. Otherwise, intention, we're not going to go into that. He knew what he's doing, intentionally did sin. And because he sinned, he dropped us in the lowest of the lowest of the world, in the Memta Sharatuba. We're all here in the mud of the world. He kept us in. If Otherwise wouldn't have sinned, there would be a Moshe Rabbeinu. He's a completed person. We all be Moshe Rabbeinus. We all were created in 49, and we have completed our job in 49. All toys. But Otherwise should have sinned, Baruch Hashem came Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was at the lowest of, it was dropped in the lowest of the world. The lowest of the, not the illusionary tumor, in the reality of tumor. Rabbi Akiva, a Ben Gedim, himself, I'm ordered that he hated the Talmud Chochem. And from there, he climbed the 49 spheres. Shevet Minos Yen. Why? Why not? Hashem revealed himself to me. A little Pesach, just like he revealed himself to Adam HaRishon. Shem gave me the Torah, just to give it to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why cannot I climb out from the depths of the mud for this animal food, Minchas Omer, and elevate them to the 50th to make a Mincha Chodosho? I make it food for man, Chochmah. We take it, that's the Mokav Shabbat Shuvah Omdim. If you can't Shem HaShavos as Tmima, the full sun, which every mid you climbing, we craft a mincha chadosh al Hashem, bringing chamishim yom. You got rid of the illusionary world of the 50, and actually you got attached to the 50th gate of kedusha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Ein oid milvadoi. That's the dovko boy, dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the real 50. Ein oid milvadoi. And now we craft a mincha chadosh. Now you could sacrifice a new offering, which still I could never do. Because as long as we are all in the 49 levels, we're not yet there, you can't eat chometz. Chometz is the Yetzer Hara. It's misleading. The Minchas Omer, where matzah. And you can't penetrate into the system of Torah, of Das, because then you're gonna ruin it. But now that after we climbed out all 50, in Mevat Yisrael, that you know everything is transcendable, you transcend Chanotu Mesachenu, is a craft of Mincha Chodosho La Hashem. You bring the whole new offering to the Shmoku. That could be Chometz, Chom, and could be wheat, this is Das, and Chometz to Yefenu. We're elevating the Chometz. Why? Because everything which we're going to create in the world, the Chometz is also the Chometz. The Yetzer Hara is also the Chometz. V'yar eskol Hashem also in the Toiv Ma'od, Hashem concluded the creation, everything is good, and it's very good. Chazal Toiv ze Yetzer Tov, Roiv, Ma'od ze Yetzer Ora, it's very good. Toiv ze Chayim, Ma'od ze Moves. So Hashem creates such a thing as a possibility of Yetzer Ora, so thing of that is also a seed of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And we're converting the Moves and the Ra into Toiv. That's out of Chamishim Yom, that's the Mincha Chadosha. Coming out of Meiser, which is worthwhile to bring out and to understand, because we have a commandment, Chayav means commit yourself. I think I mentioned it the last time we spoke about it, I mentioned all the time, that in several occasions, Chazal expressed himself not with a command, but rather commit yourself. Chayav Odom Loimer, B'shvili Livra Oilem. That's what Chayav means, committed to say. What committed to say? You have to believe the world was created for me. I'm sorry, I don't believe it. Let's everyone ask himself, do you really believe, Torah said the world has been created only for you. Do you really believe it? We don't believe it. It's beyond our comprehension. The whole world was created for me. You know what Chayav B'shvili Livra, we know what that just means. What's my B'ni B'choyri Yisroel? My child, the firstborn in Israel. Said the Balatanya, the Kuta Torah. Kishaolo b'yitzoynoi, v'olo b'machshavtoi, livres ha'oylam, when it came up the first time, we have no idea where it was. That has no timing. But the first time, Hashem always existed, always will exist. The world came into situation, to a certain position, to a certain time. When? We don't know. You know, the physical world of Bereshit, 5,776 years ago. But the preparation to that was that 2,000 years before that, the Torah was created. But the whole idea that Shem wants a world, we have no idea when it was. But it happened. It happened. When Hashem came up with an intention, I want a world. I want a world. Then Shem started developing, processing, having the world. And this is the world. What was the thought when Hashem thought I want the world? Was thinking about me. Everyone sitting here. This is called B'ni B'chor Yisroel. B'chor means the first machshov. Tipper Rishayim M'moyach Av. Du V'Reishis Oini. The first hatoka, the first relation to the world and what Hashem was thinking. Now, Chayav Odom Loimer, a person has to say it. It's beyond our comprehension, but you have to say it. So, Chayav means commit yourself to ingrain this in you, yes, B'shvili Livroilom. Now, the proof of that is, because Leil Pesach Hashem revealed himself to me as he revealed himself to Odom Arishon, as to Moshe Rabbeinu. I wasn't a side person. The fact I was sitting there, I was not from this 80%, even a Rosha. Hashem said, you know, the world was created for you. You are my product. And the Torah Hashem gave me the whole Torah alone, Hashem Elokecho. Forget about the whole world. This is the reality. Do we believe it? That's called Chayav. Commit yourself to get into it. Chayav Odom Loimer say it. Saying, the man is called Medaber. A man is not to say what he believes because he doesn't believe. A man is not to say what he knows because he really doesn't know. We're all very limited in our belief and knowledge. Who are you really when you say the truth, Medaber? You see it halachically. If I'm going to think about me, as Chosen Kala sits underneath the chuppah and he's thinking with all the kavona sari that I'm a kadosher, she's not mekudosh. If you say Hari at mekudosh asli, you say with which became a god becomes a ishesish. Hari is an oiler, there's an animal, this is oiler, becomes an oiler. If you sacrifice out of the besamigdosh, you chayv misa. If I was thinking about it, doesn't mean anything. Kabbalah Salmach Hashman, you could think about it day and night, Bechus Hamozin, day and night, think about all the kavonas, you will not find the mitzvah. He's saying, verbalizing the words, he's saying, a man is called Medaber. The power of speech is so unbelievable, unlimited. Why? Why we speak about life or death is in the hand of the tongue. Loshen hara, loshen toiv. Don't speak loshen. Why is it so damaging? What is the power of speech? By the way, a goy is also hevdinim shavitzu v'noyach. There is no restriction on loshen hara by a goy. He's allowed to speak Lashon Hara. He's not violating any human law. Take today's world, the secular humanistic world, the newspaper full of Lashon Hara and everything. He decided the truth, spread it, should everyone know. What was Lashon Hara? So terrible. Then he says, Dvorai, my words which Hashem spoke, I created the world with words. The power of the creation Meiser was done with speech, not with thought, not with machshava. In that koich of speech, Dvorai, my words are sesamti b'fichu which I put in your mouth. Should remember, we are empowered with speech. Whatever we say, as we long with learning Torah, we know Torah is emes. I don't care if you really believe it totally, and if you feel it, you don't have to feel it, you don't have to. What I know is the truth. No salon Torah is emes, and not I'm saying the Torah is emes. I'm planting now seed. I'm cultivating that seed. This is chay vodam loymer. A person is required to commit to say bishvili nivrok. Ah, you don't feel it? Never mind. I don't know it, understand, never mind, just say it, and say it, and say it, and say it. Just like it's a Lashon Hara, it's a Lashon Tov. There's a Lashon Tov. I think if the Chofetz Chaim would have given us today a whole sefer of Lashon Tov, would really learn it, nobody would be right mind speak any Lashon Hara. Because we don't believe in the power of speech which we have, Chavdo Mitzvini V'Oilam. Chai Vodam Loimer, other commandment, says Elyonovi. Every Jew, it doesn't matter what background, if you're Chocham Lashon Tov, Rishon Chayv Loimer is to say, Chayv Odom Loimer, most say, Giyu Maisa, Lo Maisa, Voisa, Avro Mitzvah. You believe you could become Avro Mitzvah Yaakov? But say it. You're saying the truth. Torah has to be said. Torah has to be said. Now we have another Chayv. Hold on for door. Every given time, every generation. Now to Hashem, Chayev Odom, a person that commands himself. Leroy says, Asma, to see himself, Kile Akshav Ato Yoitzim Mitzrayim. Like now you go out of Mitzrayim. Let's repeat the mission again with the guests of the Rambam. He puts in two different extra words in this Mishnah. Hold on for door. Any given time, every given time, Chayev, command yourself, commit yourself. Leharoy says, Asma. To show yourself, they should see on your face that you're in the process of leaving Mitzrayim. The harasav kila achshav. Now, Toshayim Bov, ato you, ba'atzma yourself, without Moshe Rabbeinu's help, without us Moshe, yoitzem Mitzrayim, coming out of Mitzrayim. What does it mean? And that's chayv, command yourself. The answer is, no, we just said it in a goda. And I get Alba Bon in the Vertoire, Echot Chokom, Echot Rosha, Echot Tam, Echot Nedelisha. See, the Fasame says, not necessarily there are four different childs. In every person exists all four children together. We all possess in ourselves the four levels. In certain points in our relationship with Yachokom, really strive, love Hashem, strive, have no problems. We look at Eid Mechidshom, Mishpotin, to steig, and steig. Crazy over the Kurdish book. We have in ourselves a point of a chokhem. In the same person, there exists a certain part that is a rosh, leave me alone, I'm not holding by that, it's not my business, it's not my issue. We're not holding by that. There are certain parts we are tam, okay, we're talking superficially, say, no, Lisha, we don't ask a question. There's a fifth child. The fifth child who never came out of Mitzrayim. And what do we do with that fifth child? We got lost? If all five children is in me, so okay, the four I know what I have to do, but remember there's a fifth part in you that you don't even know it exists in you. It's still sleeping, it's still depth in its time. Chav don lira says asma. Now the four parts in us which came out is chus of Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem promised to Avraham Avinu, he's gonna take us out. We cry to Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu comes and convinces us, but there was a level, a fifth level in us, which were not impressed with Moshe Rabbeinu, and they fell into the 50th gate of illusion. That means we don't exist. That's illusion. We don't exist that you're chelek elokai mimal, that you're part of Hashem himself. What is part of Hashem? We all know that our neshama has four levels. Our existence for nefesh, ruach, neshama, chayo, yechido. There's five levels. Yechidah means you are one actual, one essence with Hashem. Then goes down, chayot, therefore believe forever. Then there's a neshama, and there's a nefesh, and there's a ruach, and there's a neshama. The four lower levels could become detached from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because there's levels where you could fall, and you could come back or could fall. The first level of Yechido can never be detached. Bal yidach memenu nidach. Hashem blew into me a neshama chelik olakayim imal. The kind of shomer shall not start to be toyed. Ato nufach to be blew into me. Man do nufach medalein ofer. There's a sefer shefatal a kabbalah sefer. It describes our shomer. If we talk about ourselves, that heaven shomer. So you know what in shomer is? It's a complete, full Hashem. In essence, a full, full Hashem. Except it's a spark. Hashem is a whole. Neir Hashem nishma sodam. The candle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the neshama of a person, the candle of Hashem. When you take a candle and light them up on a big, big, big fire, is a difference in the quality of the fire, of the candle and the big one. It's the same quality, except this is a little one, that's a big one. We all have in ourselves a kind of out to hoy, the pure Hashem himself. That cannot be detached, Hashem cannot disappear. That's the 50th gate. Eino et milvado. But we are not aware if we have it. We may be very machochem, very natam, in the four lowest level, in touch with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that, if you're not aware on that fifth level, the Yechido, so you're living in a world of illusions that don't exist, he remains in Mitzrayim. Say Al Chazal, Hashem, you helped me till now, Moshem, you helped us to take us out to Oisus and Moisim, because Hashem promised Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was a self-made man. He realized his fifth level is Yechido. Avraham Avinu was the first philosopher. It isn't philosophy that is existing Hashem or not. That's what everyone knew, there is Hashem. Nimra dos yodeis riboinoi. The philosopher Avraham was, he was philosophizing, am I existing? Could I be here without Hashem? Kol ma'ashekuz bochu boro baloma luchvoide boro. Who am I? That was Avraham Avinu. Hikiras boire recognize who created me. I'm a creature of Hashem. I'm a shadow of Hashem. I'm a part of Hashem. And Avraham Avinu recognized his yichido. I have a mean and shomer tohoire. Never mind, I'm not a chochem because I was born by Terach. I was avoided by the Zohar. All four levels I got detached. But the fifth level cannot be detached. Hashem cannot disappear in me. He recognized Hikiras boire to have a mean. I have a gene in myself which is Hashem himself. And from there he starts climbing out and regaining, recapturing his nefesh, ruach, neshama, and gets back to Kriyas HaMeisim. But without you believing that you're a product of Hashem, if you don't believe that you are the essence of Hashem, that's the 50th illusionary world that really doesn't exist, because there's Eino et milvado. If you're here, you're part of me, you do exist. And this is the Mishnah tells us. All history which we recite, Pesach night, that all, Baruch Hashem, we are here, that's all Moshe Rabbeinu, to the of Moshe. But now that you came out, you recaptured the four levels, everyone to his own level, and you become ready to Chocham. There's a fifth part in you, those child who got lost, 80% of us who didn't believe in themselves, they got lost in Mitzrayim, you have to recapture. Therefore, hold all the door, doesn't matter if you're Chocham, if you're Rosha, if you're Tamei Delishon. Obviously, Avraham Avinu's position was in the lowest position. He was a Ben Terech, Ovedoy Dezoy, Rebbe Kiva's a Ben Am Oretz. How did he climb up to become Avraham Avinu? He killed his boy. How could Rebbe Kiva came out and called to ensure that he did capture the 50th gate, that he realized that Eloi Milvadoi, that is in me, I have in myself Eloi Milvadoi. Says the Mishnah, B'chol Dor V'Dor, doesn't matter what level you are, doesn't matter what position, you could be in time of Shlomo Melech B'Samigdash, you could be in the Holocaust in the gas chambers, you could be in today's time in the most illusionary, crazy world of technology. You have to recognize, Chavala Mishvili, Nivra, Oyen, Vurvi, I'm Odom Adish, never apart. I have to bring out that part of Hashem in me. You have to believe in it. You have to get it out. And how? Like Avraham Avinu did it, like Rebbe Kiva did it, they realized the 50th part, the 50th part that's Eilat Belvadai. I'm here, I'm a part of Hashem, Eilat Belvadai. Do you really believe it? Chayv Odom Loimer, Bishvili Nivra Oilam, Hashem created me. And we have the schus to fall in the fifth lowest illusionary world as we live today in the Shara Chamishim of Tumah, and from there to recollect to Dira Hashem and start climbing out. That is the Shara Chamishim that we are aware of, that we have in ourselves. There's no Kedusha, there's no Shara Chamishim of Tumah, that's all illusions. and we're not illusionary people, no, we're out in this and tell us everything apart from Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, so there's two levels. First it is Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu, get out the four bonim. But after we got out this thing, now we have to come out the fifth level. This is Mechol Dor V'Dor. Chavdo L'Har says that's why. Do we, and that's what the mission says, Yolomi is the one, we have two Rebbeim. The first level is Moshe Rabbeinu. When you're down in the dumps, in the Mitzrayim, doesn't know anything, Shibut, Moshe Rabbeinu is my Rebbe, proves me, Oysas and Moysim promises me. Moshe could only get you out from the four lowest level. After he came out, you have a revelation of Kodesh Baruch Hu Leil Pesach. You have a revelation of Torah and Matan Torah. And you're counting for yourself, who am I really? There's a part in you which Moshe Rabbeinu didn't give. The Chelek Yechidah, that you won with Kodesh Baruch Hu. Sfartim Chamishim Yom. And then you make Chamishim Hashem. That you have to do yourself. Chayvodom Laharas is Satmoy. You have to see it on yourself that you're excited to Hashem. I'm giving you a gift. Who? Myself. I myself, without. Now in this situation, atu you, ba'atma yourself, without the help of Moshe Rabbeinu, without the help of from above, atma yoitz, and now I'm coming out of Mitzrayim, I read myself. And this is the Pshat says about the Chasam Sofer. Boy, Mashiach will come. That's me. All the Rishon is going to reveal themselves. Boy, who oivdim ba'eretz Ashur, who's going to come those who got lost in the land of Ashur. The land of Ashur really means all the goals that you went to, Bovel Modayo, all the lost Jews, unfortunately, you got lost in Eretz Ashur. Those who were Nidach, the fifth child in Mitzrayim, who never got a chance even to come out. That means every Nishon will come out, and we have to detect, find in ourselves the fifth chelik which never came out. Now you come out yourself. How you do that? The truth of the matter, we came out, now we have a real issue. If I have to come out of Mitzrayim, so how do I come out of Mitzrayim? So we have a model. Take the original, which is Mitzrayim, and kol marbe l'saper harizeh meshubach. The more you talk about the past, Micha Novi says, ki meit seis tzum eretz Mitzrayim erenu niflois. Just like the days when you came out of Mitzrayim, the process, the way you came out of Mitzrayim, the whole situation, there's a remarkable in Mitzrayim, with Kiris Yamsun, called Kimeitze Erenian Flores will be revealed again, duplicate before Mashiach comes. So I have to come out of Mitzrayim myself, which actually Moshe didn't get me out. We never got this message that I'm Avraham Avinu himself. I'm the 50th, Einot Milvadoi. Yechid were inevitable because we are busy still get out the four children, everyone in the Alishul, the Tam, and the Rosh, to become a Chokham, and the Sarah start being a Chokham. No, don't stop a Chokham. Now you have to become the fifth. Lira says, Atzmoy. The fourth, Moshe Rabbeinu helped us. Now we have to do it ourselves. How to do it on myself? So when we came out of Mitzrayim, and we got the Torah, we were perfect as perfect we were. Imam Adar Sinai, everyone heard Hashem speaks to Melech Hashem Elokecho. We all became Odom Arishon before the Chet, you know? Became perfect as Odom Arishon was. We saw a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we look on a Perikula, we look from one end to the other end world. We were perfect as perfect could be. And for 40 days, we were like that. Chedis Memar Chamovis, again to eternity, we became Odom Arishon, we would never die. We became Bnei Elohim. We became Bnei Elohim. We became Amash. At the 50th gate that we became really. The 40th day, the Moshe is Moshe, also Moshe doesn't come as expected to come. We make the Egel Azor, and we fell as other magicians fell with the sin. We came openly to Musa, here we are today still. How could that be? How could that be? The answer is, yes, you climbed, you came to the top, but who brought you there? Moshe, where is yourself? You left the fifth child was remaining in Mitzrayim. Moshe never brought him out. Because he didn't have Torah. You have already Torah. Chavir says, Sato Nabi Torah, come out acknowledging you, the fifth child. So in order to do that, you can't go into Eretz Yisrael. Whoever you are is perfect. It's not you. It's all Moshe Rabbeinu. So there was a station from that part until coming to Eretz Yisrael, Midbar. What was in the desert? We were there for 40 years. We made all the stupidities which could be done. We fell back as we were. Many people said, Nasr, Shnachzah, Mitzrayim, I wish I could go back to Mitzrayim, I don't believe in the whole thing. And Koirach, disputing Moshe Rabbeinu, and Meraglim, and the Egel, as soon as the Misha Abasef made the testicle, got lifted up. Why? Because it's never you, Moshe, we lifted you up. Take a simple person, you see, skyscrapers, buildings, tall buildings, 50-story buildings. Take a simple guy up the street and lift him up and put him on the 50th gate, on the 50th story of the building, on the edge of a building, and just stay there. He will definitely fall. You get the scapegoat, you get dizzy, he's going to fall down. You lifted him up. So why the people who work there, they run around over there like cats and don't fall? Because he climbed from below upward. Moshe picked us up from the lowest dumps, put us on the 50th gate, and we were open the Elohim. If Moshe Ben is gone, boom, we fall to the bottom. So now we have to start growing again. Okay, friends, that's the foliage. We are today in the middle. So that's the real Bechira. Now you have a choice. You got the experience being up there, and you saw you ruined it again, you lost it again. Now you want to come back over there. Lira says, now you have to climb back. And Moshe Rabbeinu was not effective in the Midbar. Moshe Rabbeinu was not effective in the Midbar. When it came the final phase, which is our phase, we are in the final phase, by the way. There's a rivet in Sechtes Idias. Vo'ovi eschem el Midbar ho'amim. I'm going to bring you to the Midbar of the nations. I mean, just like the Kamek Afel, so with all the height we fell, and we had to be 40 days in the Midbar to prove individually who you are. Before Mashiach will come, we will come again into the Midbar. The Midbar was a Dor Deo. We had full knowledge. We remember where we were in Mitzrayim. We remember where Matan Torah. You remember Leil Pesach. And you remember now that you're eating Kohen Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kohen Kodesh Baruch Hu. And now you have Bechira. Now you know who you are. You have all the experiences you had. You only have Bechira if you're Dor Deo, if you're knowledgeable. Before Mashiach will come, we are the most knowledgeable generation. Most knowledgeable generation. This speech which I'm giving you here, we could have never heard it 70 years ago when you were in the Holocaust, or 40, 50 years ago. We are very, very knowledgeable, very experienced people. We have all the past, we have all knowledge, all availability. And you could go all directions, and Moshe Rabbeinu does not hold you up. You could be in the Midbar together with Moshe Rabbeinu, and there is Benois Moav, the daughter of Moav, there became a whole plague of snus and of Litzonas, in the Nosib Yisrael, Tekosbi Basur, and Moshe Rabbeinu is non-effective, became a plague, 25,000 people are dying, it's a megapho, and Moshe couldn't stop it. Where are you, Moshe? Chazal Nistamayeno, he'd been blinded, he couldn't help us. I could help you bring you out from the four levels. I bought you out, the 50 you have to do yourself. And the Midbar prove yourself, you're coming out yourself. And in order to do it yourself, you have to have all chances. You could be Dosan Vavira, you could be the worst, you could be a Koirach, and you could not the Vaviru, and you could be a Tzad, you could be Moshe Rabbeinu. Isn't that Dora Aldar today? Don't you see that we're all deep in the illusionary world of technology which bombards? It's a cyber war. That's called in English, a cyber war. Today you don't need tanks, you don't need missiles anymore. All you have to sit in China, clever people sitting on computers and neutralizing all this, what we have to get into the nuclear place and sabotage them. To the whole Koiches Atumah from Molech are creating cyber war, planting seeds in our mind, crippling us totally, losing our mind. Absolutely, you could do Torah, mitzvahs, do everything fine, great families, we are ruined. Somebody's blinking, exactly, do it. In the Midbar, you have to be a milchomer. It says this for Semes. Against Golus is it Bovel, Moda, Yovan, Edom, Shibud. It is no war. We didn't fight Paroi, we didn't fight Bovel, we didn't fight Moda, we didn't fight them. We were in the concentration camps, we were sitting in the bunkers, and we couldn't fight the Nazis. We just had to take and grab mitzvahs as much as we can. It's Shibud. But in the Molech, it's a Milchoma, it's a war. Viova, in the Midbar, there was no Paroi. There was no confusion. Viova, a Molech, we lochem v'Yisroel, made a war with us, bombarding us. Who are you? He didn't deny Hashem, he didn't deny Torah, that couldn't be taken. We saw Pesach night, we say Shavuos, we saw Hashem. But you didn't see yourself. Chag Yir says, Atzmo, you have to see yourself. Amalek took away you. That is a part of you. You're denying yourself, you don't believe in your fictive position, Yechido. And then how do you have it fighting? You fight him back. Only to Torah with knowledge. I don't exist. You know who I am? Without me, Hashem hasn't got a world. I am Odom Rishon. Hashem spoke to me, don't destroy my world. I don't understand it. You could say Hashem's word, but Hashem says so, and nothing to us emers. That's Makir Samoli. Talking about it. Chal Yurasak, Akshavat, Ba'atma Yoitse. A Molech takes, doesn't take away today. Nobody denies Hashem, nobody denies Torah, nobody's fighting Hashem, nobody's fighting Torah. They're fighting you, you don't exist, you're meaningless, Hashem does not need you. So what? So what? I'm nothing. That is a Molech. In that Molech, you have to fight back. How do they do it? They let you keep Torah mitzvahs, but it's dry, you don't feel it. Do the Hashem Yishorim, Sam Chalei, you make mitzvahs, you're happy? No, I don't feel my film, I don't feel my matzahs, I don't feel the Torah. I'm supposed to feel it, I'm supposed to be high. No, so I don't exist. That's a Molech. It's an illusion, telling us that we don't exist. And the only thing which is existing is me, that I'm a part of Hashem. The fifth child is the only existence. Maybe the Chocham doesn't, that's illusion, because I'm not such a Chocham as I think I am. But the fact that I'm a chelik kolekai, that's the reality. You have to be mechal Shabbos for me, no matter even a vegetable child, because it's a yechido. And that I'm all it takes away. Don't believe in yourself. And that's the whole message of Elokim is Tfilas HaOmer. With that I'm concluded. Why we are mourning the death of the Talmidim of Rebbe Akiva? Because the whole message of Rebbe Akiva is after the Re'acho Komoicho. Rashi says in Shabbos, Re'acho is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shnei Re'acho Re'avicho Al Tazav. Your friend. The friend of your father, don't abandon him. Don't. So, said Rebbe Akiva the message, we have to love Re'acho Hashem as you love yourself. You have to believe in yourself that you have to love Hashem and believe in it. If you don't have a Komoicho, says Rebbe Shimesh Kop, what is the Klal Gadol? In the Komoicho. You have to believe in you. If you don't believe in you, Hashem is worthless for you. Torah, you could have Machutz Shabbos Ashvi, Machutz Shabbos and Pesach. It doesn't work. It does not reveal yourself. You have to Re'acho Komoicho. And Talmidim of Rebbe Akiva, they didn't get this message that caused their death, their disappearance. We could learn Torah and mitzvahs, keep everything, and we disappear. They can't transcend, you give it over to their children. Why? Because they don't see the Komoicho. They don't see how privileged you are, Hashem. I am doing chesed with you. That's the whole word. And that's only Amunah. Only we believe because this is our mind cannot comprehend. Hashem really needs me. The whole message of Rome of Vini was chesed. Time is chesed in koino. I do chesed with Hashem. If you don't believe in that, that Hashem needs you, you chesed. And if you could do chesed, you could do the opposite. You could hurt the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Turn down, cut the calculus, track the salami. But we haven't got the das. Amolek takes away the das and bombards us day and night with technology. Our minds are confused. You can never come to that feeling, I'm doing chesed with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the only mechom with Amolek is to disconnect from Amolek. Only that. I could only tell you, what I'm not proud of that, but I'm all my life I was in business. I wasn't sitting in Koiler all my life. I'm a Holocaust surviving, very family, sorry, so. But Baruch Hashem, he gave shirim and everything. And when I think myself making seminars, making this, what we're talking about, such an issue, such a deep issue, where did it garden for? In the Holocaust, they didn't teach us. When we were not in the position, we were not taught of that. One thing. At 50 years, I didn't open up a radio. 50 years, I didn't open a radio. 50 years ago, I was always in business, and in my house, never came in a newspaper, never came a radio. I protected my home. But as a businessman, I was in big business. I listened to news, WINS, news and news only. And I realized I'm addicted to the news. How many times do you have to hear the news? But you don't realize when you're addicted to the news, you hear news only, you don't see behind the news what's happening, where is Hashem in the picture, become a part of the whole world. I don't to eat in the same bucket, you understand? Lifestyle, looking, interest, what's going on, so on. So you don't look behind the scene. So, and yes, I'm addicted to it, and I was very, very, very programmed, very, very, I would say, very well adjusted. And I give you my lifestyle was, I used to get up 6 minutes, I used to go out into my car 6 minutes to five in the morning. Well, because 5 to 5 was news time. In my home, I didn't have the radio. So I turned on the car. News came out. So 5 to 5, I got the news. But 5 o'clock, I was in the mikveh. I already what to say about the news. At 5:15, I said, the shiurim, Gemara Tosfos. Anything wrong? It's a normal person. It's not so normal. Of course, you're not supposed to news before the davening. You're not supposed to speak in the mikveh before the davening. You have to prepare. But that's normal as normal should be. I knew what addicted to news. I couldn't get over it. I knew something is wrong. Until I got a personal seminar, Chavon Shin Ivra Oilen. Everything which you said you have to take, it's a message for you. 50 years ago about, I lost a young sister-in-law, a mother of 4 little children, had a at the bypass operation. Unfortunately, she passed away mid-operation. It was a tragedy. It was at night, 1 o'clock at night, we were shattered. And about the following day, I'm going into business. I remember exactly which traffic light it was on the West Side Highway. In business, and I'm standing in the traffic, and this Graga, the news, speaks news. All of a sudden, I was alone in the car. I realized, I said, look how cruel you are. How look to you? Yesterday you buried a young woman living fallen, already tuned into the media, really running. What is the message for you? I was embarrassed of myself. It's so cruel. It's so detaching ourselves from feelings. That is the message. Bishvini Vroilm, it's not the message. Everything happens. So I was embarrassed of myself. Said, if they're here to learn Mishnah, Slim, Shmosai, I closed the radio in Shmosai. And I closed it. Now, closing it, it's an addiction. News, hearing radio, hearing games is an addiction. And the withdrawal of addiction is very painful. So what can I do now? I was driving a lot. So I stuck to myself with tapes of a Victor Miller. Instead of the news, I got to be Victor Miller. He taught me English much better than the radio. And he gave me a little bit of vodka, coffee. What I realized after 2-3 weeks, a new reality came out of me. Nothing changed in my lifestyle, but all of a sudden, it's a brilliant reality, clarity. All of a sudden, the radio is putting lenses on you. A Amalek is putting lenses on our mind. We learn Torah, learn this, learn mitzvah, but everything goes through. If you put red lenses, everything is red, blue is everything red. All what which has to be done, detach yourself from the Amalek. We have so much beauty in ourselves. So there's a nekuda of yechido in ourselves, the fifth child, which is totally, we are not aware. And it's blocked, it cannot surface, come out, because we have all this illusion, false in which Amalek puts away. Innocent things, you feel in business, being clear-minded. If you don't detach yourself, you could never surface it out, you could never see yourself coming out, bringing out the fifth child. I could only credit them and say, so what's wrong with trade? The answer is, if you have a safe with $10 million in it, will you open it up, so come in, anyone, you could take whatever you want? Neshama sheba moyach, in my safe, my soul, my neshama is in my moyach, leave it open, any meshugah could come in, and if stupidity comes in, drops a certain lens, a certain goyishkat. Yeah, you learn Torah, you have Shabbos through that. It's goyishkat. It looks very good, very beautiful. We don't realize it. The whole great Rava Minu, Hikiras Boiro, he recognizes his fifth part, because he was a lechlecho, me'artzecho, me'latzecho. He went away. Disconnected. The minute you disconnect, I always ask a record, you're going to get what you're supposed to get. You're going to get your fifth child out. Asher lekachti, says Yankwin to the brochas to the children, Asher lekachti miyad ha-moiri, b'charivi b'kashti, I took away from the moriot with my sword and with my arrow and bow. Elder Philip Shinshin Pinkos of Harry wrote a few times. These are two tools of weapons. You fight your enemy. A sword, you're fighting face to face. You have to know how to use it. If you don't know how to use it, you get killed with it. That's a sword. Arrow in a bow is from distance. You shoot the arrow. Growing up through a seitoiv is a cherev, is a sword. If you don't know how to do it, you don't shikonorech. We today don't fight a war face to face with the Yitzhahara. So let you do anything what you want. Today is from distance. The distance is an arrow in a bow. The farther you want to bring the arrow to hit the target, what you have to do? You have to pull him backwards. And then you let go. The fool stands, I don't understand. You want to bring the arrow forward, why are you pulling backwards? You don't understand. The more you pull him back and then you let go, it hits the target. We are being schlepped down to the lowest of the lowest. There isn't, wasn't a time lowest in the lowest of Chamishim Shara Tumah, in that illusionary world. All you have to do, let go. If I make a commitment, I'm letting, I'm disconnected, I don't want to know anything, you will not believe how much you're going to grow. The revelation of life is going to come out with such a light that beyond any expectation, always discover your fifth part in you. And you don't have Eretz Mitzrayim. Because that cannot be discovered. But all you have to do, let go. Hashem does not expect us madrigas in growing, in Kabbalah, meditation. Leave it alone. All you have to do. And by the way, that was the Chochem Shailu. The Chochem asked, more Eidus achukim v'mishpotim. Telling me a mitzvah which is called Eidus, testimony, like Shabbos, chukim, like Poraduma, mishpotim, like other type of mitzvah. Why do I need all these different mitzvahs? All I need, I should see what Hashem commanded me to do. I'm doing Kashkishon Shal Vitzivon. Hashem commanded me, he commands me a Sivon. Isn't that covering everything you need? Eitz Chukum Mishpotim is a very beautiful title. You have to be excited the fact you get it up in the morning. I'm putting up tefillin. I'm disconnected from the world. I'm serving Hashem. Is there any guilt of commander and date? Why in the only shame you could all the things? That's a good question. It's about the emphasis. You're right, Chochem. In this world, the biggest level ask you something with Sivon, you commanded me. In all the world, then Hashem is going to explain you what you have done. Every atheist has his own business, says, oh, Hashem will explain you. You practice all the different mitzvahs also. The highest level is Sivonu. That's here, but over there, Hashem will teach you all the details. That's what you have to know today. If you make yourself a commitment to disconnect, you don't know what you're going to gain. And we see the korbanos, we see the plague which is going on today. I said to once, I remember going back in 1951, 52, there was a plague here of shituk, of polio. My sister got polio, because of that we came to America, because of my sister. We were all panicking. Every parent was in panic. The fever, child got a little fever, we were panicking. We said every day, and we get all kinds of schoolers, bundles of pepper that used to be climbed, that said this is good, they should attract the polio. We were in panic. In the Holocaust, of course, we were in panic. We don't sit today for being in panic. Your child, you never know where you're losing your child, you never know what to think. We are really we're being attacked from inside out. Your children are exposed to everything. Are we in panic? We don't see the panic. There's a negative, we don't see the panic. We have Moshe Rabbeinu, we have Torah mitzvot, we're not panicking. We don't see that's our last chance. If you understand the system, then what can I do? We cannot do anything, only to disconnect. If you disconnect, we are in the lowest of the situation. If you disconnect from him, Lech Lechom Adi Avram Avinu, Hashem will come to us, and we're going to gain, we're going to see Nachas with your children, because he revealed the fifth part in yourself. That's going to be the Kabbalah of Torah of Mashiach, that came from here, will be your maker.
Amen.